grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our blessed King, who has come to deliver us. Amen. Our text is the epistle today from Philippians 2. Pray with me. Lord, you promise that when your word is taught and proclaimed, it will never return to you empty, but will accomplish what you desire. And how we pray that that great, powerful word would accomplish in us and these six young people great faith and boldness and courage to live for you all our days until you take us to paradise to be with you forever in heaven. We pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit now that we hear in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Dear friends in Christ, today, Palm Sunday, and throughout this blessed week, Holy Week, one thing we do is we hear and focus on a lot of names. Names are important this week. Today you have a red insert with names on it. And pray for these young people. Encourage these young people. Tell them to keep the faith. Get to know them. And certainly pray for them. Important names here. God's very children here. Confirmed today. And then their parents are here also. Pray. Encourage. We're the church. We're a family. Your names are very, very important. God knows those names in heaven. He called you by name in your baptism. Reaffirms that today when you're confirmed. Great names. Kind of like the name Paul, the best Paul, but that's just between you and I. All right? All of you have great names. And this week, a little later, we have names too. Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Easter, we think of names. They're part of the story. There's the bad names, the bad guys. Judas. We'll read about that name. And there's Caiaphas. We'll hear about that name. Pontius Pilate. And Herod. And Barabbas. All kind of bad names. But we hear those names. God loves them too. And then we hear of some good names, faithful names, Christians. They weren't necessarily faithful that week, but the Holy Spirit kept them in the faith. We have the names of Peter. He denied the Lord three times, but the Lord kept him. And Mary and John, we hear their names at the cross. And Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, they're there at the burial. They buried Jesus. We'll hear those names. Mary Magdalene, we can't wait to hear her name next Sunday there at the tomb when Jesus says her name, Mary, and she knows he's risen, doesn't she? And then a week later, there'll be Thomas, doubting Thomas, who gives that great confession, my Lord, my God. It's a week, a time of many, many names. But we all know today and this week and throughout life, there is a name that is above every name. And at this name we bow. It is the name of names. And it's that name that we praise today and we adore and we fall before and we worship and we proclaim and confess and pray some more, and confess some more, and sing some more. And that is the name of Jesus. The name that is above every name. And confirmation is in one word about Jesus. That you trust and follow Jesus. And Holy Week is about Jesus in one name. And the Christian life is about Jesus in one name. And all of life is about Jesus. And it's my prayer today for these six young people and for all of us that there are three things that we do with the name Jesus. May we fall before that name and call on that name and stand tall because of that name. It is the name of names. And all the power of the universe of God and greater power than all of that is in that name. First of all, may we ever fall before the name Jesus. We hear the name Jesus and we fall. Every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. May we fall on our knees. For this is the King of Kings. This is the Lord of Lords. This is the Son of God Himself who's come to deliver me, who loves me. And so I fall before Him, my King. And I worship Him and I adore Him. I revere Him. I confess my sins to Him. I believe in Him and I praise Him and I submit to Him. I will obey Him. You're my King, Jesus. We fall before that name. May we who hear that name a lot never take it for granted. Never treat the name of Jesus casually. And kids, never take it for granted that you've learned of that name and can call on that name and know that name. Never. Never when you hear the name Jesus say, ho-hum. How dare we? Rather, when we hear the name Jesus, we say, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Come on, congregation, say it with me. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. We fall before that name. Kids, and all of us for that matter, you know, you hear now and you will hear in high school, you're here in college and onward, that you're your own person. Dylan, Nathan, Paul, Annie, Robbie, Ronnie, you're your own person. Do your own thing in life. Whatever you want to do, whatever feels pretty good, you're your own person. It's your life. Live your life. And dear friends, that's a big fat lie. That is a big fat lie of the devil. For you and I, the baptized, we've been bought with a price. You've been bought with the price, and the price is the blood of God's Son. You are not your own. You belong to the King. We all belong to the King. And how dare I say, I got my own life, it's my life. No, it's not. You belong to your King, Jesus. He paid for you, you're His. And He is a good, loving King. And you want to be His forever. He's delivered you from sin, death, and hell. And you fall before Him and say, I am your servant. Your will be done. I submit to you. That's Christian living. These kids in confirmation, they have heard of the pastor's athletic exploits, haven't you? And when we begin class and they don't perhaps know me that well, and all I'm here with the pastor, and I tell them how great I was and am at basketball. I taught Michael Jordan how to play. How good I am at football. I was the tutor for Peyton Manning. And how I can play hockey, and I can play badminton, and I can play ping pong, and I can do shuffleboard. I'm getting to be that age, perhaps. I can do everything, and the kids kind of go, wow, some kind of a cool pastor. And then after 2 years of hearing this nonsense, what's your reaction, Robbie? Kind of a snicker and a smirk. We've heard all that before, and it's not true. And that's okay, it's not true. 99% is not true. I'll hold on to the 1%. You have learned of the exploits of the Son of God. And you'll continue to hear of the greatness of Jesus. Born in a manger. Miracles, teachings, death, resurrection, ascension. At the Father's right hand will come again. You've heard of the greatness of Jesus. And we never laugh and smirk. Who cares? We're ever in awe and reverence. And we fall. Secondly, when we hear the name Jesus, may we call and call and call and call on that saving name. The name that means Savior. He's given us that name that we call upon Him. We put our trust in Him. We put our confidence in Him. Put our faith in Him. He's my Savior. He'll take care of me. He'll help me. Call upon that name. That's why you have the name. That you say the name, pray to the name, praise the name, and call upon that name. Put your faith in that name. I did a quick study of Luke 22, 23, 24, the last chapters of Luke. And we're reading from Luke in our gospel lessons this year. And in those three chapters, we read of Jesus from Monday, Thursday through Good Friday and Easter, of all that happens. They're wonderful chapters. And I noted there are 180 verses in those three chapters, 180 verses. And I just wanted to count how many times you had the name Jesus or a pronoun for Jesus listed or mentioned in those 180 verses. And you know how many there are? Well, I counted to 150 and kind of wore out because there's so many he's and hims and Jesus and Lord and everything else. There has to be at least 180, 200 times that you have a reference to Jesus or a pronoun for Jesus. Because the entire thing is about Him. Every verse, Jesus, Jesus. And He gives us His name. He dies and rises that we call on His name. So kids and all of us, when you are guilty, and you're Peter who denied the Lord three times, and you feel horrible that you've let Jesus down. You've let mom and dad down. You've let your friend down. Like Peter, call on the name Jesus. Forgive me, Jesus. And He forgives you. He died for you. He forgives you. He always will forgive you. Put your faith in Him. And when you're sad and you're down, and we become sad and down in life, life's not easy. Whatever happens, you're sad and down, call on the name Jesus. He is our joy. He is our happiness. He loves me. I'm baptized. I'm His. And may He fill your heart and renew the joy of salvation in you. And when you're lonely, maybe you stand up for the Lord. I hope you do always. And you're lonely and the kids pick on you and you're not their friend and they ridicule you for whatever reason. And you're lonely. No one likes me. Call on the name Jesus. What a friend I have in Jesus. He is my best friend. He'll never let me down. He'll always be there for me. He'll never stab me in the back. He'll always forgive me and love me when other kids may not. And when you're dying, and when we're dying, be like the thief on the cross. What did the one thief say? He called on the name of Jesus. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And what did Jesus say? Truly, truly, I say unto you, today you shall be with me in paradise. So when you're in your dying days, and we never know when they are, and that could be today, longer, whenever the Lord calls us, call upon the name of Jesus. Remember me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. Take me to heaven, and He will not let you down. He paid for your sins. He rose again. You're in His hands as the baptized, His baptized children. Call on the name Jesus. And then, finally, as we go out to the world and live our lives in this wretched world, stand tall because of the name Jesus. It's no time for Christians to be shy. It's no time for nominal Christians. Oh, I'm a Christian in name, but I really don't follow. Well, follow or get out. We want you here. The Lord does. Follow now. Come on. Like Joshua. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. What about you? No time for Christians to be weaklings. Never been a time for that, especially now in this wicked world. No time to be a part of the darkness when you're the light. Always to be the salt of the earth. Always be a witness, an ambassador. Time for Christians to be courageous and bold and stand up for our Lord who stood up for us and hung up on a cross for us. He's not ashamed of you guys. He's not ashamed of me. May I not be ashamed of Him. He confesses you before the Father. These are my children. Dylan and Nathan and Paul and Annie. These are Ronnie and Robbie. These are my children. He confesses you. May you confess Him before the world, even when it's unpopular. Stand tall because of that name, Jesus. All the power of heaven is with you. What's there to be afraid of? If God is for us, who can be against us? Palm Sunday, as I read the story, was an easy day for people to confess Jesus. There's a big crowd there. Everybody else is confessing, laying palm branches. I'll go ahead and do it too. And Jesus is fairly non-threatening. He's on a donkey. And He's by Himself. Easy. There weren't a whole lot of enemies around yet. A few bark, but not many. And so there are times in life, kids, when it's easy to confess Jesus. Church is one of them. Your confirmation vow is easy. You're among friends and family, and we love it. We love you. This is easy, and we rejoice in your confession. But then there are hard times to confess Jesus. Monday, Thursday, Good Friday were hard times. When there are soldiers around, and there's the threat of punishment, the threat of arrest, and there's not the crowd around anymore. They've all ran. And the crowd is shouting, crucify Him, crucify Him, get rid of Him. And the leaders are saying, yeah, get rid of Him, kill Him. Then what will we do? May we stand tall. Because we have the Good Shepherd with us. We have the angels with us. The Holy Spirit is with us and in us. We have God the Father. What's there to be afraid of? In Him I've conquered the world, conquered sin, death and hell already in Christ. I will not be afraid. I will confess Him. And that's your vow. To confess Him even to death. Not, I'll confess Him as long as it's easy. Ann and I went to see Zootopia the other night. You guys seen Zootopia? Is it too much of a little kid's movie, Dylan? Disney World? It's all right. Who's seen Zootopia? All right. New Disney World? Not a whole lot have seen it. Okay, I'll instruct you. It's a five-star Disney movie, and to make it real short, there is a hero in the movie. It's a little cute bunny rabbit. Zootopia is a city of animals. And a little cute, sweet little bunny. I don't even know her name, but she's a police officer. Little cute bunny, and she's the hero. she chases down the bad guys and has them arrested, and she wins over the city and saves the city. A little cute bunny, and she's very courageous, and a little bunny. Cute story. It's a zoo out there. And you're a little lamb, not a bunny. You're a little lamb, but guess whose hand you're in? The hand of the good shepherd. And oh, what a staff he has. It's called the cross, lifted high. Be not afraid, do not be dismayed. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Be a bold lamb, a courageous lamb. Stand tall because your good shepherd is ever with you. Will never leave you or forsake you. Many names today. Many names throughout the week. But there is the name that is above every name. And that is the name Jesus. Fall before that name. Call on that name. Stand tall because of that name. Amen. We rise. May the peace of God, which transforms all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are our King, so humble and yet so bold and so strong to deliver us. Give us your Spirit that we indeed fall before you in repentance and worship and confession and submission, that we call on you in faith, that we stand tall before the world with courage and boldness. Give us all that and bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.